Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the international community has to step up the fight against the Islamic State before another terrorist attack like the November 13th Paris assault. Testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee Wednesday, Carter urged Turkey to do more to control its often porous border with Syria and criticized Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states for being preoccupied by the conflict in Yemen and not paying enough attention to fight against IS. He also said it's time for Russia to focus on the right side of this fight. Western nations have accused Russia of focusing its airstrikes on Syrian opposition fighters in support of its ally, President Bashar al-Assad. It's a charge that Russian officials have denied. Hundreds of people are leaving the last rubble-held section of the central Syrian city of Homs Wednesday. It's part of a local peace deal with the government. In addition to opposition fighters leaving, hundreds of civilians are boarding buses out of the area. This is Homs Governor Talal Barzai. He says around 300 armed people in addition to 100 families are leaving. That equates to about 400 women and children as well as some civilians. Once those rebel fighters leave, the Syrian government will be in full control of Homs. A U.S. official, meanwhile, added criticism of Russia's military campaign in Syria, saying Wednesday that only 30% of Russian airstrikes have targeted Islamic State militants. U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk met with U.S. and Iraqi military leaders in Baghdad Wednesday and said the other 70% of Russia's airstrikes in Syria have hit opposition groups. You're listening to VOA News.